This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I'm Sheriff Shepard. Good morning to you. How are you, my friend?
Sam, how are you?
Winnie Foundation, Land of Lincoln. What brings you? We haven't seen you for a while. We've been trying to schedule and conflicts, and we're here, there, and everywhere.
I thought it was something I said.
It was, but we work past that, so don't worry about it. What brings you out here today, my friend? I know your car did, so don't go there. That's how you got here. But what's the purpose of the visit today?
Well,
you brought a friend with you.
I did, as we like to do here on the show, Sam, and you're so gracious to allow us to bring good people in the community on the show. Today I have with me an old friend, Dominic Watson, to talk about the CAP 1908 project. Before he gets into it, he's had some recent success that I hope you'll talk about. But this is a guy who wears a lot of hats in the community. He has a lot of professional responsibilities at the Capitol. He is very involved with leading the Springfield Project and the Springfield Black Chamber of Commerce. He's a dad. I know he coaches. He's an all-around good guy, and he's doing his level best to improve the east side of Springfield. So I'm happy to bring him on today.
Dominic, what's going on, man? Yeah, nice intro, but were you guys teammates at Ursuline at all?
Not teammates. He was coach, and I was the rowdy player.
Wait, he is older than you?
Just a little bit.
No, he looks a lot older than you.
He does.
John Strimstrapper, I can't believe that, Dominic. Yeah. All right, bring me up today. What's going on? Let's start. What's new in the agenda? A couple grants coming down the road. Let's talk about 11th and South Grand. What's going on?
Great. First of all, thank you for having us.
Pleasure anytime, my friend.
So in the next couple months, we'll be closing on Madison Furniture Store, which is exciting news, as well as the former theater, Empress Theater.
Okay.
Now the Stained Glass Shop. And so we're expanding. Expansion is good. You look at the east side in that corridor, specifically in Southtown. We've been fortunate enough to really build on a lot of the foundation that we laid, and we're in expansion right now. And so we have a lot of attention. We have a lot of funds that are coming our way, specifically $2.3 million, combination of TIF dollars from the city in the amount of $500,000, and then 1.6 from Congresswoman Nikki Buzinski's office.
Walk me through. We're talking about 11th Street. How far east are we going? Are we going one block to 12th, or are we going past that?
One block to 12th, so that's the alley there.
And are we going both sides of the street or just on the south side at the moment?
Just on the south side at the moment.
Okay, walk me through. 5-10 years from now, what do you want that piece of property to look like? What do you want in there? What's the goal?
So it's really three major phases. The first one was opening the Innovation and Co-working Center, which we accomplished about a year ago. And we're moving into a shared kitchen space with corporate offices on the second floor and telehealth services, plus a rooftop to anchor it. And then the reinvestment in the theater, which will be a performing arts center with a pre-K and child care activities centered around arts.
Is there going to be a lot of remodel, renovation necessary in the theater? Is it going to be pretty good to go?
A lot of renovation needed. A lot of renovation. So we're about halfway there in terms of the funding for that project as well.
What did the residents on the east side think? What's in their mind? Are they saying, okay, some are probably very excited, some are probably saying, we've seen this song and dance before, we'll see what happens. How are they reacting to it, Dominic?
I think they're excited. We're excited in the community. You know, I grew up, spent half of my childhood in that area.
Sure.
Not too far. I went to St. Patrick's. Heard you talk about them earlier.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're excited. The east side is excited. And the difference between this and traditionally a lot of the projects have been led by folks on the east side, but haven't been highly invested in. And so this project is unique because it's planned with the community as opposed to for the community.
What's next? I don't want to fast forward too much. I know you want to work on you know, the CAP program and so on and so forth, but what else do you have in mind? Where do we go next on the east side?
I think it's important to look at those longstanding businesses that have done great work in our community for a lot of years. And so how can we partner with them to ensure that they're where they want to be long term? So let's capacity build for those existing businesses and residents over on the east side.
John Strimstapfer, how important is this organization, Dominic in particular, and what he's trying to do fit in with all you folks are doing at the foundation?
I think it's extremely important. On the next 10, and Dominic was one of the members of our steering committee for the next 10 to help vet all the hundreds of ideas and categorize them into 10 buckets of ideas. There was only two specific geographic areas we really focused on in that report. The downtown, because overwhelmingly people want a strong and healthy downtown. And the second was the redevelopment of the East Springfield. And that was intentional because we felt it was a part of the community that's been largely ignored for generations. And what the Springfield Project, what the Black Chamber is doing, I think is second to none for organizations who care about that part of the community and have a trust and real care for what they want to see done there. And you asked about what the community thinks. I think it's built through the community. And I know Dominic's very inclusive and tries to get more people to the team all the time. And I think that's essential for any effective not-for-profit.
Dominic, what's the biggest challenge you face on the East Side with your vision and your thought and getting people involved and getting them on board and thinking positively? What's the biggest challenge you face?
You know what? I think the biggest challenge that we face are the years of disinvestment. You know, it's hard to overcome.
Sure.
When you think you take 10 steps forward, you know, oftentimes you look up and it's really, you know, you have a lot further to go. So I think the historical disinvestment in the East Side has been the biggest challenge, you know, but we were advised to just start and do something. And that's what we're trying to accomplish.
And now when it's all said and done, will you move on to another project, another phase, or what's going to happen?
Yes. So the Springfield Project is a community development corporation.
Okay.
And so it started in 96 with the intent to really do great work throughout the greater Springfield community. And so to this date, I'm the second president of the organization behind my mentor, Timothy Rawls. And so we historically have done great work and development throughout Springfield, even downtown, with the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce in the current office that they're in. So we're looking at having a hyper-focus on the East Side, including some housing development, business corridor development, and then we've been able to actually secure the cultural district designation for the next 10 years through the state of Illinois. So that's gonna leverage other opportunities for investment.
Let's go dream world. Give me your three things you would like to see right now on the East Side of Springfield. In a perfect world, everything worked out, the stars all aligned, these three projects or these three investments would happen on the East Side of Springfield in the next 5 to 10 years,
so
maybe sooner.
Absolutely. I would like to look at how we can build a pipeline of history, Black history here in Springfield. We have Route History that's doing great work. We have a lot of historical properties over in East Side, including the Taylor Home, the Lincoln Color Home, and the Firehouse,
okay.
Black Firehouse.
Sure.
So building that pipeline to celebrate the history. I also want to increase our housing stock in the East Side community. I really feel like Southtown area has a lot of opportunity to pump life back in it as it relates to housing. So we'll be focusing on that with a comprehensive plan called Southtown Forward. It's the former Neighborhood of Hope plan. And then we just need to pump life into the current business owners that are there. And by life, I mean access to capital. That's huge for expansion for those minority businesses.
Very good. Dominic, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Always good to see you. John Strumscher, as always, you bring in the good ones. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.
You never have failed us. Everybody comes in with an incredibly great story and fascinating, interesting, and makes a lot of people much more optimistic about the future of Springfield. Thanks, guys, for stopping by.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.